"What are these?" Harry asked Ron, holding up a pack of chocolate frogs. "They're not really frogs, are they?" He was starting to feel that nothing would surprise him. "No," said Ron, "but see what the card is. I'm missing a gripper." "What?" "Oh, of course, you wouldn't know. Chocolate frogs have cards inside them, you know, to collect famous witches and wizards. I've got about 500, but I haven't got a gripper or Ptolemy." Harry unwrapped his chocolate frog and picked up the card. It showed a man's face. He wore half-moon glasses, had a long, crooked nose and flowing silver hair, beard and moustache. Underneath the picture was the name Albus Dumbledore. "So this is Dumbledore," said Harry. "Don't tell me you've never heard of Dumbledore," said Ron. "Can I have a frog? I might get a gripper. Thanks." Harry turned over his card and read, "Albus Dumbledore, currently headmaster of Hogwarts. Considered by many the greatest wizard of modern times, Dumbledore is particularly famous for his defeat of the dark wizard Grindelwald in 1945, for the discovery of the 12 uses of dragon's blood, and his work on alchemy with his partner, Nicholas Flamel. Professor Dumbledore enjoys chamber music and ten-pin bowling." Harry turned the card back over and saw, to his astonishment, that Dumbledore's face had disappeared. "He's gone!" "Well, you can't expect him to hang around all day," said Ron. "He'll be back." "No, I've got Morgana again. I've got about six of her. Do you want it? You can start collecting." Ron's eyes strayed to the pile of chocolate frogs waiting to be unwrapped. "Help yourself," said Harry. "But in, you know, the Muggle world, people just stay put in photos."
"Do they?"
"What, they don't move at all?" Ron sounded amazed. "Weird!" Harry stared as Dumbledore sidled back into the picture on his card and gave him a small smile. Ron was more interested in eating the frogs than looking at the famous witches and wizards cards, but Harry couldn't keep his eyes off them. Soon he had not only Dumbledore and Morgana, but Hengist of Woodcroft, Alberic Grunion, Circe, Paracelsus, and Merlin. He finally tore his eyes away from the druidess Cleodna, who was scratching her nose, to open a bag of Bertie Bott's every flavour beans. "You want to be careful with those," Ron warned Harry. "When they say every flavour, they mean every flavour. You know, you get all the ordinary ones, like chocolate and peppermint and marmalade, but then you can get spinach and liver and tripe. George reckons he had a bogey-flavoured one once." Ron picked up a green bean, looked at it carefully, and bit into a corner.
"Yeah,
see? Sprouts!" They had a good time eating the every-flavour beans. Harry got toast, coconut, baked bean, strawberry, curry, grass, coffee, sardine, and was even brave enough to nibble the end off a funny grey one Ron wouldn't touch, which turned out to be pepper. The countryside, now flying past the window, was becoming wilder. The neat fields had gone. Now there were woods, twisting rivers, and dark green hills. There was a knock on the door of their compartment, and the round-faced boy Harry had passed on platform 9 3/4 came in. He looked tearful.
"Sorry," he said, "but have you seen a toad at all?"
When they shook their heads, he wailed.
"I've lost him! He keeps getting away from me!"
"Well, he'll turn up," said Harry.
"Yes," said the boy miserably. "Well, if you see him..."
He left.
"Don't know why he's so bothered," said Ron. "If I'd brought a toad, I'd lose it as quick as I could. Mind you, I brought Scabbers, so I can't talk."
The rat was still snoozing on Ron's lap.
"He might have died, and you wouldn't know the difference," said Ron in disgust. "I tried to turn him yellow yesterday to make him more interesting, but the spell didn't work. I'll show you, look."
He rummaged around in his trunk and pulled out a very battered-looking wand. It was chipped in places, and something white was glinting at the end. Unicorn hairs nearly poking out. Anyway, he had just raised his wand when the compartment door slid open again. The toadless boy was back, but this time he had a girl with him. She was already wearing her new Hogwarts robes.
"Has anyone seen a toad? Neville's lost one," she said.
She had a bossy sort of voice, lots of bushy brown hair, and rather large front teeth. "We've already told him we haven't seen it," said Ron, but the girl wasn't listening. She was looking at the wand in his hand.
"Oh, are you doing magic? Let's see it, then."
She sat down. Ron looked taken aback.
All right."
He cleared his throat.
"Sunshine, daisies, butter mellow, turn this stupid fat rat yellow."
He waved his wand, but nothing happened. Scabbers stayed grey and fast asleep.
"Are you sure that's a real spell?" said the girl. "Well, it's not very good, is it? I've tried a few simple spells just for practice, and it's all worked for me. Nobody in my family's magic at all. It was ever such a surprise when I got my letter, but I was ever so pleased, of course. I mean, it's the very best school of witchcraft there is, I've heard. I've learned all our set books off by heart, of course. I just hope it'll be enough. I'm Hermione Granger, by the way. Who are you?"
She said all this very fast. Harry looked at Ron, and was relieved to see by his stunned face that he hadn't learnt all the set books off by heart either.
"I'm Ron Weasley,"
Ron muttered.
"Harry Potter," said Harry. "I really," said Hermione. "I know all about you, of course. I got a few extra books of background reading, and you're in Modern Magical History and The Rise and Fall of the Dark Arts and Great Wizarding Events of the 20th Century."
"Am I?" said Harry, feeling dazed.
"Goodness, didn't you know? I'd have found out everything I could if it was me," said Hermione. "Do either of you know what house you'll be in? I've been asking around, and I hope I'm in Gryffindor. It sounds by far the best. I hear Dumbledore himself was one, but I suppose Ravenclaw wouldn't be too bad. Anyway, we'd better go and look for Neville's toad. You two had better change, you know. I expect we'll be there soon."
And she left, taking the toadless boy with her. "Whatever house I'm in, I hope she's not in it," said Ron. He threw his wand back into his trunk. "Stupid spell. George gave it to me. Betty knew it was a dud."
"What house are your brothers in?" asked Harry.
"Gryffindor," said Ron. Gloom seemed to be settling on him again. "Mum and Dad were in it too. I don't know what they'll say if I'm not. I don't suppose Ravenclaw would be too bad, but imagine if they put me in Slytherin."
"That's the house you-know-who was in."
"Yeah," said Ron. He flopped back into his seat, looking depressed.
"You know, I think the ends of Scabbers' whiskers are a bit lighter,"
said Harry, trying to take Ron's mind off houses.
"So what do your oldest brothers do, now they've left, anyway?"
Harry was wondering what a wizard did once he'd finished school.
"Charlie's in Romania studying dragons, and Bill's in Africa doing something for Gringotts," said Ron. "Did you hear about Gringotts? It's been all over the Daily Prophet, but I don't suppose you get that with the Muggles. Someone tried to rob a high-security vault."
Harry stared.
"Really? What happened to them?"
"Nothing. That's why it's such big news. They haven't been caught. My dad says it must have been a powerful dark wizard to get round Gringotts. But they don't think they took anything. That's what's odd. Of course, everyone gets scared when something like this happens, in case you know who's behind it." Harry turned this news over in his mind. He was starting to get a prickle of fear every time you-know-who was mentioned. He supposed this was all part of entering the magical world, but it had been a lot more comfortable saying Voldemort without worrying.
"What's your Quidditch team?"
Ron asked.
"I don't know any,"
Harry confessed.
"What?"
Ron looked dumbfounded.
"Oh, you wait, it's the best game in the world."
And he was off, explaining all about the four balls and the positions of the seven players, describing famous games he'd been to with his brothers and the broomstick he'd like to get if he had the money. He was just taking Harry through the finer points of the game when the compartment door slid open yet again. But it wasn't Neville the toadless boy or Hermione Granger this time.